Now, most towns are full of forgotten, tucked away rooms or places that have been lost to history. And our next guest is here to tell us about some of these hidden, sometimes secret spaces in the city of Eau Claire.
Mike Paulus joins us now. He's the online editor at Volume One, and you can find his recent article on this and all the cool photos linked on the Central Time Facebook page. Mike, welcome back to Central Time.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, you
Happy
wrote,
October.
To you, too. You wrote this article, Secret Spaces, a lot of great photos, but what inspired you to start digging into some of these old spaces that most people don't even know they're there?
Well, that all came down to our photographer, Tina Ecker. She's kind of made a name for herself in local photography groups as somebody who gets out there and takes great pictures of local parks and historical buildings. And she started getting access to some of these cool old spaces. And seeing her work online, we just thought that'd be a great photo essay for the magazine.
Let's talk about some of the spaces and rooms and houses that you feature. One of them you label pretend houses. They look like houses, but it turns out they're not. What are they?
Well, honestly, this is probably my favorite one because it's got a very Stranger Things kind of vibe to it, and that a government entity is kind of concealing itself in plain sight, though for much less nefarious reasons. But around the city of Eau Claire, there are five of these very plain-looking houses, and the city of Eau Claire just kind of quietly mows the lawn and trims the hedges and tries to keep them as plain-looking as possible, and they just look like these boring old ranch houses from the late 70s and 80s. But if you were to go inside one, it doesn't look like a house at all. There's a giant room inside. It's one room, and it's full of pipes and machinery, because these are actually water pump stations that keep water moving throughout the city of Eau Claire.
And this is something that most people will never see the inside of, and probably most people will walk or drive by and have no idea.
Yeah, and that's kind of the cool part of all of these spaces, is that they're right on the other side of these walls that we see every day, and we don't even think about them.
And churches seem like they hold secrets a lot of the time, especially historic buildings, churches that have been around for a while. Tell us about one or two of your favorites.
Well, probably my very favorite one is it's in a section of the feature I called Under the Chapel, and that's the Hoover Memorial Chapel. And it's very near and dear to my heart because I got married there 13 years ago this week.
Oh, congrats.
Oh, thank you. And I drive by it every day as I drive my daughter to school, and it's something that you just don't think about. But when I was saying my wedding vows to my wife, I was actually standing over one of these secret spaces. So if you go into the Hoover Memorial Chapel in Eau Claire, in the red tile floor, there's a big rectangle on the floor, and that's actually the top of an elevator. And so if you go down in the underneath the chapel, there's this big old hand-cranked elevator where that section of floor lowers in to this space, and it's actually a mortuary where there's 42 well-ventilated vaults lining each wall, and that's where they used to inter the deceased before a funeral service.
Yeah, the picture of that one was something else. You did not expect to see that there.
No, and the hand-cranked elevator that used to bring the caskets up and down still works and everything. It's pretty cool to see.
So used to. This is still not used, I guess not used for anything now?
It's used for storage for the church that maintains the chapel. But it's just a beautiful chapel right next to a cemetery, and you wouldn't even know it's underneath it.
You feature a building where it used to be used as more up high instead of down low, and it used to be for pumpkins, I think you said, and squash over the winter in maids' quarters, and no one would have known that it was there.
Right. We call this one the old attic, and this is the attic of the Schmegelmilch House, which is a historic building right in the center of downtown Eau Claire. And this building was built the part that we see now was built in 1871, and it replaced an older structure. And the Schmegelmilch family lived there for years and kept their gourds and everything that they harvested in the fall up in the attic. And there were maid quarters up there, too. And the pictures are kind of nice because it's kind of got a creepy attic vibe. But a really cool thing about that is that right at the top of the stairs, as you enter the attic, there's a little room that they had built, and it's actually built out of the wood from old shipping containers used in the Schmegelmilch hardware store. So there's some kind of like historical quirky things going on up in that attic as well.
You know, Mike, before we visit a couple other sites, does doing this make you, when you go into an old building now, wonder what's here? And can I go into the basement and look around or the attic?
Oh, always. Yeah, because there's just small sections of buildings that just don't really make sense anymore in our modern world, but they're there tucked away, and they're either unused or we've given them a new purpose because their original purpose just kind of slipped away over time.
And some of it is poignant because it's abandoned, but it still looks like it could be used. The one that kind of got me was this abandoned auditorium in a former school. And you could just imagine the students filling it up and coming for their first days of school, beginning their days. And it just sits there, it sounds like.
Yeah. The auditorium in the old Eau Claire High School, which is now used, part of that building is used for administration now for the school district. But yeah, the auditorium is definitely not used for anything. And when you see the rows and rows of those old wooden seats there, you can really kind of feel the energy of all the, you know, kids and all the hormones that kind of passed through that room over the years. And now it's just empty. And it's got these big, beautiful walls with this kind of nice scroll work that no one gets to see anymore.
You also looked at an industrial site, Eau Claire, like a lot of places in Wisconsin, has some paper industry history. And what did you find at what was formerly the Eau Claire Pulp and Paper Company?
That original building of that mill, which is now the Cascades Tissue Complex, that was built in 1883 on the banks of the Chippewa River. And down in the basement of the original building, they still have machinery that they still use down there. But the pictures we got are just fantastic because they kind of look like they're from a horror movie almost. The original thick brick walls down in the basement that you know have just been there for over 100 years, and the big archways for the doorways. And so there's still machinery, and there's still workers that get to go down there every day. But I wouldn't want to go down there on my own, I don't think.
That reminds me, I was in Beloit a while back, and I got to tour some abandoned factories. They were in the midst of being turned into an enterprise center, but I got to wander around just empty abandoned factory. It made me feel like I was in, you know, The Walking Dead. Everybody's gone. Maybe the zombies are around the corner. I don't know. It can be creepy to go into these places sometimes.
Yeah, and that's kind of part of the fun. I mean, that's why we were running this feature in October, all places. And Tina, who took our photos, she's definitely into things that kind of have a spooky tinge to them, too. She's really good at capturing that.
So now that you run this, are people coming up to you and saying, I've got a building for you with a hidden space, you need to check it out?
Yes, we've had plenty of recommendations of places. And there are plenty of people around who still remember some of these rooms when they were actually in use, and they were actually kind of reminiscing with each other online in our comments section.
That's interesting. This is giving a window not just into cool and interesting places, but to some of the city of the history of the city that people might have forgotten.
Oh, yeah. And there's things that are forgotten and just things that were never known by people, like the projector room in the State Theater.
Oh, yeah.
Our beloved State Theater, people don't realize that was originally a cinema, you know, a movie house, not a traditional theater. And up in the back of the balcony, the projector room is still there, and the hulking old projectors with a very steampunk kind of feel are still in there to this day.
Are there any places that you know about, you got wind of, but you just couldn't get access to?
Oh, boy. Well, our city hall is being renovated right now, and I know that our photographer, Tina, has been in there and documenting that for the city, but I'm not sure we were able to get access to use those pictures for things, but it's a beautiful old building, and I'm so glad they're restoring it. And I think it'll be on display now. But yeah, there's definitely some kind of shadowy nooks and crannies in City Hall that would have been fun to explore.
I'll look forward to the next one. Mike, thanks a lot.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Mike Paulus is the online editor at Volume 1. We've been talking about his recent article that looked at hidden places in the city of Eau Claire. And you can find that article and all the great photos of those spaces linked on the Central Time Facebook page.